This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
But I think it's interesting that you had some quote-unquote failures, or you hit some caps early on or got laid off. And this is me speaking maybe out of line, but I feel like that helped you early on.
Yeah, totally.
Because you got the sting. Because I've got so many scars. I say I have so many scars. I look at them. I go, oh, I remember when that happened. That's why I don't do that anymore. Or that's why that happened. And I share often that your curiosity, your unwavering, insatiable curiosity for figuring out and exploring life and what's possible, has to be greater than or equal than your fear of failure.
Yeah, I love that. I actually use the title Chief Curiosity Officer as my title company.
I love that.
If you look at life from the lens of curiosity, it will never be dull. There'll always be gratitude. There'll always be learning. And also, this is going to sound name dropping. Deepak Chopra and I have a video series together that we do every week. And one of the things I have learned from him, of the many, is if you can embrace uncertainty, then you kind of win at life. And that's because really we're always trying to create certainty and control that doesn't actually exist. So in situations like all those layoffs that I had, or having the restraining order against my landlord, or I've had two embezzlements and one whale client leave in the first few years of my first company that put us back almost at zero three times in a row, where like most people would have quit. But where I really could have learned more back then is in that idea of not resisting those things that I can't control, and keep finding what the gratitude is in them, or finding what the lesson is, or looking for the gift in that and thinking, you know, what can I learn from this? What can I do better in the future? And now I see it. But at the time, I created so much internal strife and resistance and drama because I was trying so hard to make things be exactly how I wanted them to be, when I wanted to be. And it's not perfect at that by any means. I'm certainly not enlightened. However, the more that I remind myself of that when something doesn't go the way that I had hoped it would, the quicker I can recalibrate and find a new door.